So it's Friday the, I think on the 9th, isn't it?
It is the 9th, yes.
And I just carried out my interview with, what was CFF? What
CCD.
Oh, CCD, I knew I was going to get it wrong. Research in London. And we're near, what station did I come into?
You went to Blackfriars.
Blackfriars, yeah. So we walked over London Bridge, what bridge is it called?
Blackfriars Bridge.
Blackfriars Bridge. And then over the road, and it's a short walk, and here we are, on the way.
Sorry, some people come out of this office.
Carry out the interview, which is basically about travel, being as a blind person. Could you tell me kind of how long the project's been going on for and your experience so far, if that's all right?
It's been quite a short project. We started in just last month, and we have to have it done by around Christmas. It's very short. We're hoping to interview 40 people and do some observations as well after that, and get some people to fill in their travel diaries. And so out of that, we're trying to build some personas about using technology for travel, so we can send them to technology companies and show and tell them what they can do to make technology for travel more accessible for blind and visually impaired people. So yeah, it's been going really well. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've met loads of lovely people, and yeah, I've learned lots of new things.
And you've met some guide dogs, haven't you?
I've met some guide dogs. It's been lovely.
Two guide dogs so far, wasn't it? Or was it only two this week?
I've met three guide dogs so far, but only two this week.
Two that walked from local stations, one of which followed and one of which wanted to go a different way because they went out a different exit.
Different dog. One of the dogs didn't like that it was going a different way to where it wanted to go, so got there in the end.
And how many people have you've been note-taking, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been note-taking, but not for them. This has been my fourth interview, I believe.
Fourth that you've note-taken for fourth that you've actually carried out?
No, I've never carried it out before. I've only ever note-taken.
But note-taking must be quite a hard job, because when you get people like me that give you lots of information and quite quick, don't know how you kept up.
No, it was fine. I'm just taking the main points.
Has the thing filled up, or is it still turning, going round?
No, it's still going round.
It's still going round. It was talking, so it must have been a notification. Yeah, so how long have you worked for CCD for? Have you only worked for them for this project, or have you worked for them?
I'm actually a design student, so I've done my 2 years at university, and then I'm here from... I started in July, and I'll be there here until next July, and then I'll be going back to my third year at university.
And what are you studying at university?
I'm studying industrial design at Brunel University.
Are you enjoying that?
Love it. Yeah, really, really good.
This must be a good project, though, to get involved with.
Yeah, really practical. Get to meet loads of people, find out how a research project is run, so really, really useful for me.
And it's good timing. I guess you had to fight off lots of candidates to get this.
I had to go to an interview and show my portfolio, and yeah, I got the job. There's someone at the door, so I have to let them in.
Oh, sorry. Let them in.
Sorry.
Sorry. So, and how many? Is the building on the second floor? Your office on the second floor?
Yeah, it's on the second floor, but we're going to be moving offices in January to King's Cross, so that'll be good.
That'll be good, yes.
And a bit more central.
Will it be as close to the station as this is, or...?
It'll be much closer to the station. It'll literally be 30 seconds walk.
Oh, that's really good. And do you have to travel far to get to work?
I travel an hour from my parents' house.
Oh,
in
an hour? Couldn't do that. But it takes up quite a lot of time in the day, doesn't it, I suppose?
I don't mind. It's fine. I'm saving rent because I'm moved back in with them.
Cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
Or maybe not so cheap. Maybe they're charging it. But, you've had four different people. Would you say the people have had similar experience? Obviously, I'm not asking you to give any information about the people that, any specific information, but with the other people that you've interviewed, would you say it's been similar experiences? Or?
No, it's actually been really varied experiences, even in the similar age groups, so that's been really interesting that we can make lots of different personas and to accommodate a lot of people. It's not all been the same, so that's been a really, really interesting part of the research.